This call is being recorded.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus on your breathing as you breathe in the breath of life and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go. As you take another deep breath in through your nose, holding it for a few seconds, and exhaling out through your lips. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now feeling completely relaxed and centered within yourself, now go deeply into your etheric body where your chakra centers lie. Become aware of those chakra centers, those wheels of force or wheels of energy. And see all eight chakras, the original seven that you have been working with, and now the eighth chakra, just above your head, the soul star chakra. And as many of you know, there are 12 chakras which will all become activated when the vibrations increase enough for that to happen. But for now, the eight chakras. And the more that you focus on them, the more that you make them real within yourself, and the more that you focus on them, making them real, you raise your vibration. So in this exercise, you are raising your vibration just by doing this experience. So now as you focus on these chakras, starting from the first chakra at the base of the spine, see that chakra is a beautiful red color, brilliant red. Moving up, the second chakra, orange. The third, the solar plexus area, bright, brilliant yellow. The fourth, in the heart center, blue-green. Just above the heart center, the high heart center, which is now become activated, magenta. The fifth chakra, the throat area, sky blue. The sixth chakra, in the middle of the forehead, the third eye center, purple or indigo. And the seventh chakra, the crown chakra, at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And the eighth chakra, the soul star chakra, approximately a foot above your head, pure brilliant white, which takes all of the colors of the seven chakras, combining them all at their highest intensity, brings about the white, the brilliant, pure white of the soul star chakra. So focus now on those seven chakras and the brilliance of those colors. Red, make brilliant red. orange, brilliant orange, yellow, bright yellow, etc. Raise the intensity of those colors. And as you raise the intensity of the colors, you also raise the vibration within each chakra. And as you raise the vibration in each chakra, you're raising the vibration of your entire etheric body, which also raises the vibration of your astral body, your mental body, and your physical body as well. So the chakra centers, those wheels of force or energy, are very, very important in the coming times. As the vibrations of the planet continue to rise, and the individuals, human individuals, need to continue to raise their own inner vibrations to keep up with the vibration of the planet. The planet will rise in vibration regardless. Now put your attention at your high heart center and your third eye center, your sixth chakra, in the middle of your forehead, and energetically connect the two by sending energy up from the high heart center to the third eye, back down again to the high heart center, back up again to the third eye, and around till a vortex is formed. And then feel yourself, your conscious knowing self, that point of consciousness that you are, being pulled into that vortex and finding the exit point right there in the middle of your forehead. So now you are looking out as a point of reference through your third eye. That third eye now becoming a doorway or a window into the astral realm. And exit the body now through that third eye window. And find yourself standing or floating next to your physical body, feeling the connection to your physical form, but also know that you are not your physical form, that it is just a form, it is just a vessel that you are using at this time. Your astral and etheric body are more real than your physical form, for your physical form eventually expires. But the astral and etheric and your mental and causal continue on. So now, as you were aware earlier in your exercise with the violet flame, see the violet flame now within you, growing and expanding within your physical body as well as your astral and etheric bodies. And see it expanding and growing until it's completely expanded around your body. And as a flame burns out the old, see that violet flame now burning out the old within the chakra centers, the old programming, the old memories, the memories that no longer hold control over you as you purge them out of your system, letting them go, burning out the old. And whenever a fire burns out the old, the new is born within the ashes of the old. So see that happening now. See your physical body, your astral body, and your etheric body all becoming renewed as if you are being born again. See yourself rising from the ashes as a phoenix rises And then the violet flame continuing to expand and grow till it encompasses the entire building wherever you are. Or if you are outside, the surrounding area around you, the trees, the plants, continuing to expand to engulf an entire village or town or city. And then a state and a country or province. Continuing to expand out across the oceans in both directions, across the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean. See it expanding down into Australia and bringing light, bringing purging of the old programming, the system that holds there, continues to attempt to hold on there. But see that system beginning to falter, being purged out, the old system being gone, the new system taking hold, the new system of light, of higher vibration, again, keeping up with the vibration of the planet. For as the vibrations of the planet continue to rise, those of anything of lower vibration can no longer exist here. So know that. And see the violet flame now expanding and expanding. And at the same time, feel yourself now, if you haven't already, feel yourself beginning to float upward in your astral and etheric body, leaving your physical body behind, rising up through the clouds. So you've risen past the Earth's atmosphere into what you consider as space and become aware of all of the planets of the solar system and all of the ships that are out here. And look back down and see the Earth, see your physical body. See the violet flame now completely encompassing or engulfing the entire planet. But not stopping there, spreading further and further until it encompasses or engulfs the entire solar system. The violet flame that is being reintroduced into this new dimensional paradigm, bringing the purging of the old. For the old must fade away, must fall away, must completely collapse. The old 3D matrix program. And think of it as just that, a program, just as in your movie, The Matrix, a program. For in actuality, that is what it is, a series of programs that have come together to form this illusion of separation that is here. But in reality, there never has been a separation. The illusion is within your mind. Free your mind now. Let all of the thoughts and the programmings of the past be purged out. And at the same time, know that the waves of energy that have been coming into the planet over a period of time now, increasing in intensity, increasing in consciousness, bringing more and more light, higher vibrations to the planet, to the people of the planet, to the animals, to the plant life. frequency, all increasing in vibration. So all of this coming together at this time, bringing this great evolution that is right here in the now moment. Not in the past, certainly, and not even in the future. For the future is dictated by the present moment right now. And every present moment that you live, that you think about, you bring about, it's all about the creative process within each and every one of you. So see now the world, not just the area where you live, but the whole entire planet, the world, the human consciousness here on this planet. See it all coming together as one, rising in vibration to keep up with the vibration of Gaia. All rising as one. And people everywhere now coming together as one. No longer afraid to touch each other, to shake hands, to hug. For fear becomes a thing of the past. Fear is purged out of this new programming. Fear cannot exist with the light, only with the darkness, which is the absence of light, and the absence of truth. So now allow yourselves to begin to drift back to your physical form, coming back into it, bringing your astral and etheric body back in, tucking it all back into your physical form, and coming back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Saint Germain, and I come at this time, in these times that are expressing great change across not only this country where you, many of you find yourselves now, but across the entire planet. Many changes that are seemingly not what you are wanting to happen, but knowing that these are changes that must happen, for they cannot be stopped. For the light coming into this planet, raising the vibrations, raising the consciousness of this planet, and all in within this planet, all must rise as one. So a great many changes are in process right now. You have been told to prepare for those changes, never knowing when they indeed will happen. But I tell you now, they are happening in this moment. Many things yet behind the scenes. But for those that do have eyes to see and ears to hear, you can find these truths. They are there. And all you need to do is what is being called connect the dots. As many across the planet now are doing. For it is all about the light coming in and illuminating the darkness everywhere, and the darkness fading away more and more. But before it fades away, it first must come into the light and experience the light, experience the higher vibrations, and then have a choice. to go into those higher vibrations and be within that light or fade away from it. And yes, many have decided already to fade away from the light. They do not want to be within the light. Think of them, many of them, as the vampires within your fables, within your stories. They fall away from the light because they cannot handle the light. They fall away from the higher vibrations because they cannot handle the higher vibrations. And as the earth, as Gaia indeed, continues to rise in vibration, leaving less and less space for those of lower vibration. It is destined. You are destined. All of you. All of you that resonate to these words are destined to be a part of this great changeover that is happening. But many of you are being more a part of it than you even begin to understand at this time. Some of you step out and are more vocal about standing up for yourselves, to declaring your freedom, your sovereignty. And others of you find that you are working with energy. You are working with the light. You are working with vibration within yourself. And as you focus within yourself, raising the vibration within yourself, you raise the vibration for all of humanity, all of life here on this planet. So as we have said many times, you are all doing your part. But whatever that part is, know it is what you are supposed to do. If you are following your guidance, if you are shying away from that guidance, then you are indeed not following it. So feel it, know it within yourself. Hear those wee small whispers within that tell you it is time. It is time to move forward in whatever way that might be. As was said some time ago, you have your marching orders. But they are not orders from us. They are orders from within yourself, from your own higher self to follow, to move forward, however that might be. But there is need for those of you, the boots on the ground, to rise up as one nation, as one world, rising up and saying no more, saying enough is enough, and not giving in to the system, not even becoming a part of the system any longer. For this system must fall. It has to. It cannot sustain itself much longer. And you have a great deal of help that is coming from every direction, even though they cannot go against the prime directive. They cannot directly interfere in your soul advancement. But they can intercede when they are asked to do so, whether it is the galactics or us, the ascended ones. We can all intercede when asked, and the Agarthans as well. All are here to assist this process, and all of us have been assisting in various ways, more ways than you can possibly imagine. For if it were not for the galactics themselves, this system, the world, this planet even, would not even be here. It would have been destroyed long ago. and civilization as you know it would have been gone. That was the plan, or their plan, those of the forces of darkness. Their plan, as you know it, was for depopulation of the planet, where they then could control a small group of slaves. But that was not going to happen. And in the various councils that came together, bringing the decision forward that this would never happen, it would never be allowed for mankind, humanity, must continue on this planet. So you have a great deal of help, much behind the scenes. But all of you, each and every one of you, have a great part to play in this, to bring about freedom. Freedom as those of the founding fathers of this country meant to have here. But not only this country, it spreads to the entire planet. The fathers of this country had a mission. They set forth that all men were created equal. All of mankind are equal in the eyes of the Father God and the One, the Creator Being. And it is not for man to establish otherwise. But try they have, and in many cases they have succeeded for some time. But those times now are over. They cannot continue to sustain the control they have over the population. For they are few, and you are many. And the many shall overcome the few. I tell you now, rise up in whatever way that you know to do, and do not go gently into the night. Be those ones you came here to be, to bust this system wide open. For without you, who? I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. I am your Saint Germain, always here to be with you, and even more so in the coming times ahead. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here, Shoshana here, and we are ready to continue on with this show. And what a show it is, people! You can imagine. We in our areas, as we watch this, it is quite a show. And we tell you that it is a show for you as well. And you need to look at it in that respect more and more. For it is the illusion. It is the illusion, they being the forces of darkness that are continuing to try to hold here, to continue that illusion going. But it is falling apart everywhere that you look now. And many of you are seeing that in your current administration here in this country and in various other places of the world. It is a show. Yes, it is difficult to watch this show at times. And you think as you watch this, why are they lying? Why are they not telling the truth? Why are they deceiving us? Enough is enough. All of these things you are saying, and that is all wonderful, because you must say these things, Because if you do not say these things, then you capitulate. You go along with the system and you become a part of the system. And all of you, we know, do not want to be a part of this system, not the old system. You want to create your own new system, your own new reality. And that is what this is all about, this coming together each and every Sunday as we work with you in these respects, continuing to help you to raise your vibration. You seemingly lose your vibration during the week in various ways. Many of you, not all of you at all the time, but some of you lose your vibration. It drops back down. And these Sundays are to rejuvenate that vibration again, to raise it back up. And that is what we are attempting to do, as well as giving you various experiences and exercises and oh so many things that are coming in your next advance. We cannot tell you too much about that yet because it has not been formulated and we have not given it to the James yet. Little smittens here and there, but much more is to come. And we intend to very much so raise your vibration during that advance so that it will be very difficult, at least for some time to come after that, to have your vibration lowered again. That is all we can say on that. Just what you call a teaser here. Okay, we are ready for your questions if you have them. You can unmute your phones if you have not already. We always need to give that last little thing in here just to make sure here. Yes, is there questions?
I have a question.
Yes, please. Here. Yes.
I've been reading that this money system is going to fall, and not out of fear. I asked the question, should we be concerned about any investments we have?
What we can tell you is the system as you know it will not be around very much longer. We cannot tell you how or when or anything of this nature, but just know that the system, the illusion that that system is within is part of a great part of the problem here, your money system. Now, your money is, if you look at it as simply energy, then that is what it is, and then there's nothing wrong with that. But if you look at money as a control issue, which is what it has been in this system, then that is a very difficult problem to overcome if you stay within it. So we would say for you to prepare for the future here, prepare for the changes that are coming in whatever way that might be. Know that your various investments, as you are saying, many of them are in the stock market, are they not? And if they are in the stock market, well, get ready to say bye-bye to some of that, because that cannot sustain itself as it is now. Now, there is a new system that is in place and ready to be rolled out. But in order for this new system, what you know as the quantum financial system, in order for that to be rolled out, the old system must fall away. So, with that, we would suggest that you have what you call cash on hand and all of your supplies as food and water and all of these things, just in case. We are not saying it is going to be necessary, but it very much could be. That has not yet been, in a sense, predicted here yet, because it is all based on probability and possibility here. We are not in the prediction stage, or not in the prediction way of doing things, but it is about a probability and possibility. And probability here is looking like you need to get ready here. That is what we will just say here. You need to get ready. Shoshana, you have something you had.
We can share. If you wish our perspective, dear sister, do you wish for this?
Yes.
Dear sister, we will ask a question here of you. What is your concern?
Should we be doing something other than the normal food, water, and have cash on hand? that sort of thing.
And what is it that you think you can do?
I don't know.
There is nothing to do.
Okay.
What is occurring here is beyond our control here on the planet. It is a great divide, a great awakening, a great purging of evil, a great purging of a system that no longer can support humanity, you see. So the part that those that call investments, that part too will fall. It is a part of the system that no longer supports the consciousness that needs to rise for the planet to survive, you see. But we will say that you must not be concerned about this, as all will work itself out. This thing that you count on will transform itself, and that which it is transformed into will once again be reliable to your source of survival, if this can make sense to you, dear sister. So you must not be concerned about it. Just as one who serves has given many times, just watch the show, as it is an illusion anyway. Does this help, dear sister?
Yes.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
So I'm going to chime in here. I've been hearing intermittently for a while about ancestral healing, and that it seems to be something that needs to be done. But, you know, how do we do that? That's my question here, nearly every time I think about ancestral healing. So how do we do that? Thank you.
We wish to share.
Yes, please do.
We wish to share first.
Yes.
Okay.
Dear sister, may we share our perspective on this?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, it is a difficult idea to understand that there is truly no time. There is not a time that one generation existed before another. This is a very difficult concept for those in the third dimensional construct to understand. What you call ancestors are present in this day. They are here, as you are here. What we must explain here is that any healing that takes place, and it is mostly on the mental plane and the emotional plane that this healing takes place, because the physical simply manifests the mental and emotional states of being for each human, the healing that takes place is as if it were a butterfly effect, you see. So that which you heal, heals all. That perspective that you have that heals you, heals all, you see. It introduces into the quantum field a source of healing for all to participate in if they choose to. We hope that this makes sense to you, dear sister. There is not truly ancestral healing. There is just healing. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you.
Would there be other questions here?
So I have a question.
Yes.
I heard from a source that has been, I feel, reliable, Blossom Goodchild, channeled that there would be one more global lockdown before you know, everything really kind of comes to light, before the big reveal and so on, but there would be a global lockdown. Is that how you see it?
What we can tell you is that there are various sources that are bringing this information now forward, these various truths, or what they believe are truths that are coming forward. And we cannot say one way or another at this point, but know that there is a great deal of truth to what you are saying here. But we cannot give specifics about this at this time. Perhaps Shoshana can give you a little bit.
We will share on this. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, what concerns you about this?
Oh, I guess how it's going to go down for individuals, whether people will get hassled more, like I have been able to escape so far, being hassled. So I'm just sort of wondering how far, like how heavy it's going to be, I suppose. That's the concern.
We cannot give a future picture, as the future is like a wave. It is like an ocean wave. It is here 1 minute and gone the next, you see. So the future is not truly manifested until the moment arrives, and then the moment is gone, you see. So it is difficult to say. However, what we will tell you is that as the consciousness of man rises and becomes stronger, more virulent, lighter, more understanding, more compassion, that changes everything, you see. So you must understand the reason that you have escaped, as you call it, the lifestyle that so many are capitulating to, is because you have risen above it, you see. So those that rise above what you call a lockdown, those that do not capitulate, those that shine their light will, as you call it, not be hassled, as they are above it, you see. Namaste.
And we will add here that it may indeed take a very strong statement here in terms of a full lockdown, as you are saying, to bring about the full amount of changes that are necessary here. But again, we cannot tell you how, when, why at this point, because it is not yet, as Shoshana has said here, it is not yet determined. Okay,
thank you. I just want to mention right now there's I don't know how many hundreds of birds around singing and landing in my yard, so I feel that they're in chorus with you.
Yes, they
thank
are
you.
In the now moment, which is all they can be.
Yeah, they seem pretty happy. Thank you. Thank you, Shoshana.
Yes.
Namaste, dear one.
Would there be any other questions here?
Sure. I don't know if this could even be answered, but I'm going to ask it and we'll see how it goes. We've been hearing from a lot of different areas that, many of us are really feeling like a little bit at the end of our rope in some levels. And they're saying that it could be a Red October, a very, very, very intense and a lot happening this month. And so I was wondering if it's a good idea, and not out of fear, just out of being smart, would it be a good idea to, you know, kind of stay close to home and with our, you know, because we've all stocked up on stuff that's not out of fear, or can we safely take road trips and go places? And I don't even know if that makes any sense or if you can answer that.
First of all, we would say here, when you said you were at the end of your rope, we would say the rope is never ending, first of all. Okay? So do not think
right.
of it in that terminology. And we would say here to live your life is as much as you can to find the joy in every moment here as you can, to be in the now moment as much as you possibly can, to raise your vibrations by feeling gratitude, love, higher expression of joy, all of these types of things, rather than to feel depressed and angry and these types of things, which bring the vibrations down. Continue to think about, in the moment, what do I need to do to be in higher vibration at all moments here? And if you do that, then all of this that you are saying will take care of itself. Whether or not there will be a red October, you are in the month of October right now, and whether it gets red, as you are saying here, in terms of more and more truths coming out, we would say yes, you can expect a great many truths coming out in this month. But you have been experiencing many more truths coming out in months previous too, have you not? So it is a continuation of this, but it will gain in strength and we will just say that. It will gain in strength here as the month continues to move on into the next month, okay? The next days and weeks may just become quite interesting to those of you that are looking for the changes and looking for the truth. Okay, Shoshana.
We can share on this. May we share, dear sister?
Of course.
Dearest one, the idea of staying in your home and the idea of a road trip are exactly the same thing, you see, because it is the consciousness of the being that is either residing reclusively or branching out that creates the law of attraction and creates the activity around that being, you see. So when an individual branches out without fear, knowing in faith and trust that all that they run into, all that they encounter is movable, is avoidable, is like the wall that you can walk around, then they understand that it is them that has the fear that creates the reality surrounding them. If that makes sense to you, dear sister. So you must do what you wish to do. And if you examine your emotions before you venture to do these things and you find that you are fearful or you just wish to be reclusive, you do not wish to be around people, all must be an autonomous decision, you see, regardless of what you think you might encounter. Namaste.
Namaste, thank you. Yes, being out on a road trip feels much more joy right now.
Then you must do that, dear sister.
Thank you.
Very good. Are there any further questions here before we release Shana? Nothing further? Then we are ready for your email question.
Yes, thank you. A member is asking if Merlin and really existed, and did he shapeshift? Thank you.
We can say absolutely for sure Merlin existed because Saint Germain existed, and they are certainly one and the same. And the one Merlin was a progenitor of the future in terms of one that came before, was able to do many things in terms of had higher vibration and understood the secrets of the universe. That was a portion of what brought him his abilities to conjure and do magic and these types of things, understood the ways of the universe. Okay? Does this, Shoshana, do you have anything you
add? We do not on this.
Very good. As to, the second part of that, as to whether he could shapeshift, again, that goes along with understanding the laws of the universe and what is needed to be able to to shift and change those things within the illusion that was all around them at that time. Okay? That is all we can say about that. And Shoshana, do you have any parting message here?
We must say that this is a great illusion. And your participation in this great illusion is simply your idea of who you are, your level of consciousness, and the light that resides in you, you see. So all is truly well, and you must understand that you have the power and none other. Namaste.
Very good. And we will just say here in parting, change is upon you. And it is time now, as your discussion earlier, it is time to expect the change and accept the change that is coming. Again, that is not about capitulation to the system. In actuality, it is exactly the opposite, going against the system and changing the system as you need to bring about the higher vibrations within the planet and within the human population. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.